This is Bob Bragg with the Farm News and Views Report for the first week of December. Last week, the USDA reported that trade aid would be announced this week, but ag economists are split on whether these payments would provide relief or worsen lingering risks, such as high input costs and market distortions. So far, it's unknown when and how much aid is being considered, and whether it will be just for grain producers or for livestock producers as well. But the November Ag Economics Monthly Monitor indicates that monitor participants are split 50-50 concerning whether tariff-related financial assistance would be good or bad for producers. Many of them believe that payments might well lead to higher input costs for both crop and livestock producers, while creating market distortions that could lead to lower prices for commodities like corn and soybeans in the near future. Farmers are already seeing some disruptions in commodity markets. For example, over the past couple of weeks, China has committed to purchasing 12 million metric tons of soybeans by the end of 2025. But so far, private exporters have reported sales of approximately 1.5 billion metric tons of U.S. soybeans to China in November. So there'll have to be a lot of sales in December to fulfill that commitment. While grain farmers are facing tough markets, cattle producers are still processing what the impact on their bottom line will be following the shutdown of the Tyson Foods, Lexington, Nebraska, beef cattle slaughter plant facility last week. Darrell Peel, livestock marketing specialist for Oklahoma State University Extension, points out that although the Trump administration finally lifted the 10% tariffs on countries that are beef import sources, and the additional 40% tariffs imposed in August on Brazil, the imports of lean processing beef are expected to increase and moderate or slow the rate of increase for ground beef prices, but it won't affect most beef prices for consumers. He believes that cattle supplies will continue to tighten in the coming year, which could accelerate more quickly if the industry begins to hold back more heifers for breeding. For the 2026 year, higher average cattle prices are forecast, subject to continued volatility from external sources. Some sectors of the agricultural economy are expected to have tough times as we move into the new year. Policy groups with diverse mix of views are urging USDA to focus on common sense financial accountability as the department prepares an expected aid package for farmers. A recent American Farm Bureau Federation analysis last week highlighted that farmers growing just 9 major crops nationally are projected to see combined losses of $34 billion for the 2025 crop year. And a lot of those financial losses stem not only from low commodity prices that are tied to trade disputes, but also high input costs farmers incurred to produce a crop. The organization also pointed out that cost of production for the 2025-26 crop year are estimated to be $179 billion, while crop revenues are expected to amount to $144 billion. Using USDA data, the analysis points out that corn crops show average returns for farmers is more than $15 billion in losses, while soybeans could result in a $6.7 billion in negative returns. The groups are also calling for the USDA to ensure payments are restricted to working farmers by applying a stronger standard for the, quote, actively engaged rule, which, if not enforced, allows absentee landowners and passive investors to collect payments. Thomas Jefferson wrote, "Cultivators of the earth are the most valuable citizens." Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.